Okay, so today we'll see the pastimes of Kulashekar Alvar. What did Kulashekar Alvar do?
He wrote Mukundamala.
He wrote Mukundamala. Just we said one verse of Mukundamala. So Kulashekar Alvar, his father, there was a king called Dridavrata. They didn't have children, so they went and prayed. Yeah, they worshipped Lord Narayan. And then, after a lot of austerities, they gave birth to this child. And he was brought up, I mean, because he was the king's child, he was taught all the necessary archery as well as, you know, education according to, so that he'll become a king, a renowned king in his future. This way Kulashekar Alvar was taught all his thing, and he was ruling the kingdom very nicely. Everyone was very happy, all his subjects were very happy. But because he was involved in all this kingly activities, he was not able to give time for devotion. So Lord Krishna, he wanted to do one pastime. So one night in his dream, Kulashekar Alvar, he saw Lord Venkateshwara. You know Venkateshwara?
Yes,
in,
yes.
In Tirupati Balaji, he came in the dream of Kulashekar. And up till now, he was totally materialistic. I mean, he was serving properly, but he was not thinking of Krishna. So Kulashekar Alvar, Kulashekara, once he saw the form of the Lord, he completely transformed. His heart completely changed. Now, he was more interested in all spiritual activities. Oh, this disturbed all the ministers. What he would do? He would call many devotees to his house and he would serve them prasad, and you know, this way he was involved in more spiritual activities rather than taking care of his kingdom. So, and not only this, like many times he would say, I want to go to Srirangam. Who is the deity in Srirangam? Sriranganath. So he would say, I want to go to Srirangam. So all his ministers, you know, they would make him busy. They'll say, some Sri Vaishnavas have come. Sri Vaishnavas means the Vaishnavas that Vaishnavas means that the person who takes the names of Lord Vishnu. He's a Vaishnava. And Sri Vaishnava means who come in the Sri Sampradaya. That is the Sampradaya starting from Lakshmi Devi. So what they would say, some Sri Vaishnavas have come. So immediately he would welcome them, and in that his time would go, na? He would welcome them, he will call them, he will serve them prasad and all. That way his time would go. So then again he would postpone his Srirangam trip. Like this, the full palace was filled with Sri Vaishnava devotees. Full everywhere, all, everywhere you will see only devotees. Now these ministers really got fed up. Okay, either this king would go to Srirangam. If he will go to Srirangam, he will see Ranganath, he will never come back. Or he will, he was so much attached to the Lord that he will not come back. If he says here, all the Sri Vaishnavas are filled in the palace. In the meantime, Kulashekar Alvar, every day one devotee would come and read from different scriptures to Kulashekar Alvar. And Kulashekar Alvar, he, out of all the pastimes, he loved Ramayana very much. Ramayana. What is Ramayana?
The story
of Lord Ram, the pastimes of Lord Ram. He enjoyed that so much. Like, he was so much engrossed. Huh? Just see what he does. So like, suppose the devotee is sitting there and Kulashekar Alvar is sitting here. He was so much involved in the pastime that Ramana was just reading the pastime. You and I, if someone reads the pastime, we fall very nicely, we sleep, right? But when this person was reading, when this pastime came, all of you know Shurpanaka?
Yes.
Who is Shurpanaka?
Ramana's sister.
Ramana's sister. She came to Lakshmana and Rama. What happened? Lakshman cut off the nose, right? So she got very angry. So she went to her brothers, who? Kara and Dushana. She went to them and she complained to them. So they sent how many soldiers?
1,000.
You find out in the notes. I've given you the notes now. You find out. So, anyway, so many thousands of soldiers.
Twice 7,000 dads.
So means what? Twice 7,000 is?
14,000.
Yeah. 14,000 soldiers, Rakshasas. 14,000 Rakshasas were sent by Kara and Dushana to fight with Lord Rama. And the statement in Ramayana came that 14,000 giants have come and Lord Rama is alone. Sri Kulashekhar Alvar thought, Lord Rama is alone. See, this is how, you know, a devotee is absorbed in the pastime of the Lord. He thought, the Lord is alone. He immediately summoned all his army. He took all his army and he said, now I will go and help Lord Rama to fight with all the 14,000. This is the devotion of Kulashekhar Alvar. Try to understand that. This is a devotion. Only devotees can understand. Fools cannot understand this devotion. Okay. So this Kulashekhar Alvar, he took his army and he went to fight with the soldiers. Now the ministers, they said that we have to, bring Kulashekhar Alvar back to the kingdom. So they sent an army from the opposite side that will come. Kulashekhar Alvar was going with the soldiers this side. So he sent from the other side. They came and said, Lord Rama is victorious. He won over all the 14,000 Rakshasas. Then Kulashekhar Alvar was happy. Now Lord Rama is victorious. Then he came back. He was so much involved in the pastime. He just heard that line. Lord Rama is fighting alone. Then he said, how can it be? Do they think Lord Rama is alone? We all devotees are there with him. Our full devotee army is there with him. So he went. And after this, every time this Brahmana would read the pastimes of Lord Rama, he was always very careful when he would read for Lord. He would skip some parts because he knew the nature of Kulashekhar Alvar. So he knew the past. So he would skip some parts and he would just read some parts for Kulashekhar Alvar. But one day it so happened he couldn't come. So he sent his son to read Ramayana for Kulashekhar Alvar. And his son did not know all these things. So he came and he read the part of Ramayana where Ravana came and he kidnapped Sita. And he saw that he kidnapped Sita, and not only that, so many soldiers were going to fight with Lord Rama. So he thought, how is this? They can kidnap Mother Sita when I am there. I am the devotee. We are devotees of Lord Rama. They think that no one is there or what? If Lord Rama is not there, Hari Bol. Lord Rama is alone or what? We are there. So he went along with a big army. Full army he took. And he marched towards the ocean. Because on Lanka, Sita was kidnapped, no? So he said, I will go and kill that Ravana. What is the mood of a devotee? He said, I'll go and kill Ravana and I will protect Mother Sita. So they went to, with all his army, he went to the ocean. And it is said that Kulashekhar Alvar, he used to worship a deity of Lord Rama in his palace. So that deity itself, because it saw the devotion of Kulashekhar Alvar, so the deity itself, it went to the place where Kulashekhar Alvar was, right in the middle of the ocean. It went and told, my dear Kulashekhara, I have killed Ravana. I have killed all this army. And I have seen this is Mother Sita. I have protected her. Then Lord Rama told to Kulashekhar Al, then only he was confirmed that Mother Sita is protected and Ravana is killed. Then he came back to his kingdom and again he started hearing the pastimes of Lord Rama. Now these ministers, as I said, they were fed up because the whole palace was filled with all devotees. And Kulashekhar Alvar was only engaged in spiritual activities, who will take care of the kingdom. So that is why they thought we'll make one plan. What they did, there was a beautiful necklace on Lord Rama. Beautiful diamond necklace was put on Lord Rama. So what they did, they removed that necklace from the deity and they hid it. And the next day when Kulashekhar Alvar came to do darshan and aarti for the deity, he said, where is the necklace? So then the minister said, some of the devotees must have stolen it. Kulashekhar Alvar said, it is impossible. The devotees will not steal it. But still, because you are accusing them, now let me show you that they are pure. He said, bring one pot. In that pot you put a venomous cobra. Venomous cobra, do you understand?
Yes.
The most poisonous cobra snake. Put it inside the pot, you bring it to me. And then the ministers immediately obeyed Kulashekhar Alvar and they bought this pot of snake. And he said, I will put my hand in the pot. If the snake bites me, then the devotees must have stolen the necklace. If the snake doesn't bite me, then they must have not stolen the necklace. And he put his hand in the pot. This was the faith he had in devotees. Because devotees are taking the names of the Lord, that is why they will not steal. They will not do any impious act. So he put his hand. And what? And all the ministers felt very bad for what they had done. And then after some time he removed his hand. Nothing happened. Because he had so much faith that these devotees, they will not steal. So then the ministers, they begged for forgiveness to Kulashekar Alvar. And they bought the necklace and they gave it to him. And he put it on the day on Lord Rama. This way Kulashekar Alvar performed pastimes for many years. So Kulashekar Alvar ki.
Jai.
Maybe you can sing on the second paragraph of Kulashekar Alvar.
Jai.
Krishna tadiya
palapankaja panjarantam advaivame vishatu manasarajamsa prana prayana samaye kapavata pittai kandavarodhana vidosmaranam kutasi.
This prayer is often quoted by Srila Prabhupada. See, our movement is basically always because Kulashekar Alvar, see what prayer is doing. Let me die now itself, because now I am healthy and strong, and I am able to and I am able to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. I am able to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. That is why let me leave my life now itself, so that I'll remember the lotus feet of the Lord and go to Krishna. Kulashekar Alvar ki.
Jai.